Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
It's getting kind of hectic, post-Citizens United. That is indeed the problem, because corporations aren't people, money ain't speech, and it corrupts absolutely in our political system. My guest this half hour, Tiffany Muller, founder of the president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote. She's with me for this installment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Don't worry, Tiffany ain't a millionaire, neither am I, nor is Brian. But we're talking about how millionaires are buying politicians. I could not believe, Tiffany, that Donald Trump got up in front of a room of oil executives and said to them, give me $1 billion because it'll be cheaper than the cost of regulations if I lose. That was what he said. This isn't a violation of some kind of federal law? Weird.
It absolutely should be, right?
Right.
I mean, he literally stood up and said, put $1 billion into my campaign and I'll make sure that you have less regulation, so more pollution for all of us, that you can drill more, even though oil production is at an all-time high and we're exporting more oil than ever, also that you can line your pockets more when they're already making record profits, right? Oh, and by the way, in my Trump Project 2025 plan, I'll just totally get rid of the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, who needs that? Clean air and water.
Who needs that? Yeah. I mean, who knew that we'd ever be wishing Richard Nixon back in office, right? So that is what he's doing. Our campaign finance system is so broken that he is out here just auctioning off parts of the government, right? And why not? We have an ineffective Federal Elections Commission that's gridlocked and that won't even enforce the few laws we have left on the books. We have a Supreme Court that's basically been bought by the same billionaires and mega millionaires.
Literally, in some instances, violating their own disclosure laws. We could do a whole show on Thomas and Alito, yes.
But that's exactly right. I mean, Paul Singer, Harlan Crow, Leonard Leo have paid hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars of lavish gifts and trips with these conservative justices. And then guess what else they did? They took $600 million of undisclosed money and used it to stack the Supreme Court with conservative justices that they knew would then vote the way they wanted them to. And then they spent another $500 million to go after Roe and to strip away our fundamental freedoms. And it's not just Dobbs, I think, is one of the places where the assault on our democracy is just so striking and where we see how all the pieces lined up. But it's not just that. And Maggie, as someone who reads Supreme Court decisions, I mean, this past Supreme Court session alone, we saw case after case that would just overturn decades of precedent, like the Chevron decision that strips authority from the federal government and which allows the government to protect us, and seeing things like the Trump immunity case, where they basically say, we no longer have a president who isn't above the law. We have a dictator who can do whatever they want in office. So this money, it's not just buying elections, but it's now capturing the court. It's holding our regulatory agencies hostages. It has undermined every foundation of our democracy.
And of course, the with the overturning of Chevron, there's basically zero deference to experts within government that are trying to set regulations to protect regular consumers and middle class people. When people rail against regulations, there's too many of blah, blah, blah. First, I'll grant them the point that there's too many regulations and it should be more efficient. But then I remind folks that the reason that regulatory systems exist, the reason that laws are adopted and regulations are enforced, is in large part not to protect anybody else except regular people and working people. Yep. Because rich people, back in medieval England, They were safe. They were fine. They had the good water and the good food. It's regular people who can be taken advantage of when regulatory systems fail. The overturning of Chevron by a bought and paid for kangaroo court through people like Leonard Leo and Harlan Crow and all of these billionaires. That is the now we've got bought and paid for judges are with no expertise in these areas deciding what the regulations should and shouldn't be. It is pure insanity. Before we go, I wanted to get your thoughts on this take that I have. If we look at some of the greatest failures of the government in modern history to protect regular Americans, we can talk about big tobacco. We can talk about the auto industry. We can talk about asbestos. We can talk about lead pipes, right? Lead paint. We can talk most recently and most relevant to my very next guest coming up, the opioid epidemic. And the common thread through every single one of those was money and lobbyists and the capture of regulatory agencies by corporations. Is that an oversimplification? That's right. Or is that, I mean, everybody knows someone who's been touched by all of these great, great failures. That's the through line, is it not?
That's exactly right. And I mean, in the case of the opioid crisis, you literally saw Purdue bribing the regulatory agencies and bribing their way into being in a position to even have the ability to kick off the opioid crisis that now we're, 30 years into? And hundreds of thousands of people have died.
Yes.
And it is because of greedy, profit-driven corporations and ineffectual regulatory agencies and the amount of money that was gumming up the system. And, you know, we were talking about Chevron a minute ago. And again, this is all about protecting the people. You know, it has been the Koch's number one priority for 40 years to get rid of Chevron.
Yeah.
And that wasn't because they care about people. That was because they cared about their profit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this goes to safe water, safe air, pollution, and being able to all be able to, even the least among us should be protected, right? Because that is a value and that is what we should be fighting for. And look, we've talked a lot about all the problems that money in politics causes. I just want to say for everyone listening, we need you to vote because who is in office in November matters for every single piece of this. If we get the right people in office, we're going to pass real change. We're going to pass real reform and we're going to rein in the money in politics. So please vote and make sure all your friends and family vote.
That's Tiffany Moeller, president of End Citizens United and Let America Vote. Very quickly, Tiffany, where can people find out more about your organizations?
EndCitizensUnited.org or follow us on Twitter at Stop Big Money.
I love it. At Stop Big Money. We're all about it here. We had one texter that texted in about, what about the solar and wind power lobbyists? Yep, those things too. But again, fossil fuels are actually going to wipe out the planet eventually, and solar and wind might actually help save a few lives. All money in politics, not good. Money ain't speech, and corporations ain't people. Thank you so much, Tiffany. I really, really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Maggie.
Folks, stay tuned. Up next, Dr. Rahul Gupta, director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. We'll be right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
They gave you $1 million to your campaign, and this one gave you five, and this one, you have to do it. You know what he's going to say? Okay, I'll do it.